Vinny, good afternoon. Since we last spoke to you, there's been a significant development as far as the Premier League is concerned. Everton have lost points because of financial reasons. What do you make of that?
It's the way I am as a person. I tend not to pay attention to anything I can't control. It's not something I can control. And quite frankly, I think we've not been, in terms of results, in any position where we need to look at anybody else but ourselves. So the focus is there and to continue our good performances, yeah.
But what it does do, it brings them back down to you in the league table. I mean, was possibly that your first reaction when you heard they're back on 4 points like you?
No, my focus has been on turning our performances into results, because that's the only thing that matters. I guess as well, you're a little bit in tunnel vision where you don't get too much time to look left or right. And I'm not dodging the question. I understand fully that, you know, I think the club has got a vested interest in this. I understand fully that there's been discussions at Premier League level and board level. But in all honesty, it's not been even 1 second on my mind. I don't think it's for me to make a judgment on this. And the main thing is I need to focus on this team, you know, start rewarding itself for you know, and turn performances into results.
There's even talk, sorry to labour the point, but there's even talk of Burnley.
It's not like I didn't expect it, to be fair.
But there's talk of Burnley being one of a number of clubs pursuing damages against Everton as well. I mean, I appreciate that might be a board decision, but from your perspective, I mean, how does that affect relationships between the two clubs?
No, it's like I said, I'm aware, so I'm not going to pretend that I'm, you know, not aware, but it's none of my concern. That's not my job. It's not my task, and the task I have is way too important for me to get distracted by this. You know, we're talking politics here, and like I say, you know, board level discussions. My absolute priority is on, you know, just keeping this team. How can I say, in this league, and showing every day that we can belong here. We can be a good team in this league, and none of my attention towards that case will actually help what we need to achieve.
Nearly a third of the season gone now. You've got back-to-back home games. How desperate are you, if that's the right word, are you to sort of start winning and start picking up points? Because it's just got to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'd hope that being desperate to win is something you always have. I don't feel like you can ever go into a game not being fully committed to winning games. And I think I'd like to think that that's something that does really live in this club. But the league's been tough for us. It's just not been easy, whether we've played well or whether we've had games against teams that were stronger than us. You know, it's always been a case of you know, adapting to this level still. But I've seen, like I said, signs in a team where I'd like to think that the team is really looking forward towards the games that we've got ahead. And it doesn't need to be easy. We know West Ham is such a strong opponent. You know, you just look at the players they've got, the investments they've had in certain positions. I really like the squad they have, to be honest. But okay, no game's going to be easy, and it's still the same mission for us to try and pick up 3 points.
You've always talked this season about the gap and the huge gap between the promoted teams and the rest of the division. Is that gap getting just a little bit smaller compared to when you set off this season against City?
It has to be. You know, I'm a firm, and you know that from past interviews we've had, I'm a firm believer in you know, consistent improvement. You know, I think consistency of habits and standards and the amount of effort and sacrifice that everybody within the club is doing for us to achieve this goal, it's gotta close the gap, always. And getting there in time is key. But I see no signs of dropping any of our ambition or desire to do so. And it's an exciting time as well for us, because in terms of trying to belong in this league, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for us, and that's how we look at it.
Finally from me, how's Lyle? Because 2 weeks ago, you know, we broke that news about his problems. Can you give us any update on his condition, please?
Yeah, but very little I can communicate other than we're convinced he's getting the best care possible. And also we're you know, fully ready as and when. We can't put a time frame on it, but to embrace him again amongst us and just make sure that he has a platform to perform again. But the emphasis is not on this at the moment. It's just him getting better.
Thank you. Thank you. Premier League Productions.
Hi. Afternoon.
Hi there.
Obviously, there is a game to discuss.
Why is he going away?
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to discuss it.
Bye.
And you want to get the victory, obviously, at Turf Moor, but what problems will West Ham provide?
There's just pure individual quality that you have to respect in this league. Respect, but as well, you know, that's the goal for us to show ability to be amongst this, you know. But whether it's obviously they've got, you know, Antonio who's not available, and they've got a few other, you know, niggles. But if you look at whether it's the midfield with Alvarez and whether it's Paqueta on the ball and his quality to pick passes and be a threat, and Kudus is a player I've known for a long time. So it's just an exciting squad, purely from a neutral perspective. But from a coaching perspective, it's like every game. You do see opportunities for your team to make a game out of it and get a result, and that's what it's about.
I think 5 points separate 16th down to 20th. No one's adrift. When you look at it, do you still have that belief that things can just change quickly when it's tight like that?
Yeah, more than ever. But that's also in my nature. When nobody believes anymore, I'll be still the last man believing until the end. And I'll be the first one as well. So, but it lives within the team. It lives in the squad. I don't think we have to ever doubt that we can put a run of results together. But it's been details at the moment that have cost us, individual details sometimes as well. But I see solutions, and that's my job as a manager to try and offer those solutions to the team and help them and more or less also focus on just, like I said, that desire to take on the challenge.
On that, how different is the challenge for you as a manager compared to last season, when you're pretty much winning every week, in terms particularly of keeping up the levels of belief and of morale?
I thought it would have been harder. I think I think you keep the same ingredient, you know, as much as possible, a high degree of honesty towards the team in good times and bad times, and a very rational and objective take on what is happening as opposed to emotional. That's a little bit my nature. It was my nature last season. It's still the same this season. So it's also good for me as a manager to understand myself in these situations. But I could focus on the results that have been, but it's still a way of looking at things. I could also try and focus on the results that could be, and that to me is something that I feel we should all, you know, that should live within the club. Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you. BBC on Stop Radio Lancashire.
I think you said just before you're hoping that the players get some reward for their performances. Do you feel the last few games your team have deserved more?
No, I just think, you go to the Emirates, what type of game do you expect, you know? And I thought the game plan or the way the players executed what needed to be done in that game was good. I thought that, you know, it's the type of performance that could see you get a result sometimes in these type of games. Unless you tell me you should go to the Emirates and go and play them off the park, I felt that was the type of performance that can get you results. And against Palace, I think, I don't want to go too far back, but there's been signs in training, signs in games. I think we had ad hoc the right performance this season already. So whether it's Forest away or Luton or whatever, you know, we've had It's not like we've not had any performances. But in terms of rewarding yourself and getting the results, you know, that's ultimately what's going to decide whether we stay in this league or not. And every game for us is something that we prioritise, obviously.
Against Palace at home, you started really bright, didn't you? That first 20 minutes, half an hour, you were right on the front foot. Mm. How important will that be at home in particular to I mean, it sounds obvious, doesn't it? But just to start well, it gets everybody right on board, doesn't it?
I think what we're trying give as a message more than anything, for if you analyse our last performances in the league, but not just now, but starting almost at the start of the season, I think for us the biggest thing is consistency. I think what people forget is when you make the jump to that level is, and it's like with everything in life, right? It's you're at a level below, and the consistency is just not as important as the consistency you have at the top level. And in this league, if you don't have consistency in everything you do, whether your attention on set plays, the consistency in working back to get back within the shape, consistency making runs to spread the team and to stretch their team. So that consistency is something that I would put high on our list of things that we need to bring to our game, because it's been good in many games. It's just not been consistently good enough for us to get sufficient results. But that I can put into a place in terms of, for a lot of these players, the game's never demanded that.
You've got these back-to-back home games now, haven't you, heading into Christmas, New Year. What would a win do on Saturday? Obviously for your players, but for the whole town, the football club in general, if you can get a win, do you think that could be a bit of a catalyst?
So for the fans and for the surrounding of the club, I can absolutely imagine that a win would be massive and would mean so much. But I can't be here and preach about when we lose that I stay calm and that, you know, I don't get too emotional, and then all of a sudden when we win, it's carnival. I've got the same approach. If we win, for me, it would be like in any game. You have things you've done well, things you need to improve on, and you continue that way. If you lose, it's the same approach. But the main thing is that the belief. And I speak about this, about confidence, right? If you go through a career and through your life as a professional athlete and you depend on confidence, you're fooling yourself. You're never going to achieve anything. So you have to build your own confidence through the right habits and through the right behavior at work. And that will remain at the forefront no matter what the result is. Yeah.
Shamoon, BBC Sports.
Hi, Vinny. Just going back to Everton. When you first saw that they'd been deducted 10 points, were you surprised by the severity of the punishment?
I think I saw it after everybody else. That's how little focus I had on this. And until now, I haven't looked into it, so I'm the worst informed person to voice an opinion on this. And I like to voice opinion when I'm well informed. In this case, I'm not, because it's not something I can affect. It's not something I can... that will help me on Saturday, and therefore it's not even been close to my priority list.
But we've not seen such a punishment before in the Premier League. Is it a clear message from them that if you break the financial rules, you will be, we'll come down hard on you?
I know we live in a world where you have to say you're for or against, or it's black or white. I have no problem saying is I don't know. I don't have the information. I haven't looked into it on purpose so that when you ask me the question, I could genuinely deny, because there's absolutely nothing that what is happening in the higher echelons, if you like, has absolutely no effect on my game on Saturday. And I feel when you're in a position where every detail matters so much, because we're in a survival mode, and survival mode, strips down everything to the bare essentials. And that's not part of the things I can affect, so I don't concern myself with it.
Could there be a sort of concern that it may distract the players somehow?
No, because we don't speak about it. We don't. And we'd be naive to think that what other clubs do at the moment is more important than what we do ourselves on the pitch. That's what needs to be the deciding factor from our side, from the player side, from the management side. Everything else, we have no control, no desire to control anything to do with that.
after the recent results, did the international break come at a good time to reset and just give the message of what's coming
it's
up?
It's like I said before, I think I said it a couple of weeks ago, I'll let you know on Saturday whether it was a good thing or not. I mean, I'd like to think that that we're looking forward to the game, but to make a judgment on international break, look, there, at the end of the day, usually there's one team at the end of the weekend that think it was a good thing, and there's one team that think it was a bad thing. So we'll see.
Thanks.
Thanks, Shamoon. Ian from PA, just before we move on to the next section.
Finney, just one more on Everton, if I can. Obviously, the penalty put some...
That's been three quarters of my press conference now. And I told you, I'm the guy who knows the least.
Yeah, but I just want to ask, I mean, that obviously drops them into the relegation zone as it stands. Do you see it changing the fight?
I have to go back to what I just said. I think we'd be fools to focus on anything else than our own performances, our own results. And my belief is that the team... You know, that the team is really looking forward to taking on those challenges, playing those games, to win those games. Looking at other teams, for me, it's not something I like to do. It's not something I've ever done, whether I've been at the top of the league or the bottom of the league. I'm not going to start now.
Okay. You've been preaching patience and improvement in the side. At what point does it become about results? At what point does the pressure build in terms of the league position and so on?
No, I think I've preached more that it's always... about winning, right? You always have to. But what I've always said is that one thing is speaking about winning. I can go out and say we've got to win, and you know we have to be winners. But what does it mean? What's being a winner, if not, you know, a willingness to sacrifice, to put in the work, to have consistency in good times and bad times? That's a winner. So the only thing I don't do is I don't jump on the bandwagon of saying winning, 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 because thinking that makes me a winner. No, my whole career, my whole life, I've only been a winner for one reason, is because of how I conduct myself throughout the week, and then how I cross that line, you know, whether it's as a manager or as a player, to go and attack the game, and that has to live within the team.
Are you feeling any pressure building as the losing run goes on to turn it around?
You're asking to the wrong person. I'm fairly good person to deal with pressure. It seems like it almost motivates me even more.
Okay. And just lastly, is there any updates on team news? Any fresh injuries? Any other problems?
No, I think, as you know, we've missed out on Corky for the last few weeks due to something that happened in training. And if there's anything else, I'm sure we'll update you by Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move to the embargo.